Let me welcome in Joe Heim, Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Thanks for being with us. Well, I guess let me just, what stands out to you about these three candidates in the Republican primary in the 3rd District?
Well, in many respects, I think they're typical conservatives. They have conservative views. They're critical of Congressman Kind, of course, as she should be as a challenger. All of them seem to disagree about Obamacare and the role of the federal government particularly. I thought what differentiated them this morning was the particularly the warmonger comment. Mm-hmm. Van Doren is a former libertarian, maybe a continued libertarian. And he promotes freedom, pushes the ideas about that. He's from the very edge of the district, the eastern edge of the district. Tony Kurtz obviously favors a strong military. His issues are a little more defined than the other two. Debt issues, for example, is a big thing with him. He is by far the most active in terms of fundraising, probably has more endorsements than everybody else. And he's from the central part of the district, the La Crosse area. Karen Mueller is from the north, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, and relatively speaking, probably the least active of the three candidates. So that's kind of a nutshell of what's going on in that district.
So based on fundraising and endorsements, it looks like Tony Kurtz has the edge at this point?
I would think that most Republicans, at least the ones I talk to, think he's the person to beat at this point.
Yeah. Well, give us a sense of the political makeup of the district. Is this a solidly Democratic or slightly or a toss-up? What is it?
It's an interesting district. It used to be, prior to redistricting, kind of a crescent along the Mississippi River, the western Wisconsin area. Now it actually looks more like a Y. It's got the western Wisconsin area, but the one point of the Y actually goes over to the Stevens Point area. It leans Democratic, and if you look at the map of presidential elections, congressional elections, maybe even state legislative elections, it tends to look more Democratic than Republican. However, at least polls that we've done around here indicate that if you ask people whether they're liberal or conservative, by about a 2-to-1 margin, they'll say conservative. So it's an area that actually can go either direction, and it's relatively close. For example, the governor carried Wisconsin. Barrett and I'll just put it this way, Barrett and Walker were virtually tied in La Crosse County over the last two elections. That gives you an indication that either candidate, either Democrats or Republicans, could win here. Of course, being an incumbent for Congressman Kind, that's a real advantage.
Yeah, besides being an incumbent, does it seem that people are, I don't know, pretty happy with Congressman Kind's performance or not?
Yeah, I think they generally are. He's pretty well liked. People know him. This is a big district, Joy, and name identification is difficult to get it out there, and obviously he has it right now. He's also considered more of a moderate Democrat. If you look at the voting records over the years, occasionally you will see that he votes against his own party or votes with the Republican group in Wisconsin. So he's got the reputation of being more moderate, a little more independent, perhaps than maybe a typical Democrat in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the midterm election and President Obama's performance ratings being down, does that threaten Ron Kind?
It could. When they always say, when your time is up, your time is up. And I don't know whether this is the case. This does not look like it's going to be a wave election such as 2010. That was his closest election. Dan Kapanke Senator Dan Kapanke, who I know you have on periodically, came very close to defeating him. And I think most people think that was the best shot that Republicans had against him. The district's now a little more Democratic, and unless it's a wave election, Ron Kind has to be considered the favorite. Plus, he frankly has, I think, a little more than $1 million in the bank right now for reelection purposes. Tony Kurtz, the biggest campaign amount that he has right now, I believe, by far the way, he's the biggest fundraiser in the Republican side, has about $100,000 basically. So he's done quite well, but frankly, he's doing an uphill battle against Congressman Kind.
Yeah. So what are the issues that might drive voters' decisions in November, in the 3rd in particular?
Well, I think they're pretty typical issues, jobs, basically. Western Wisconsin tends to lag the state in terms of per capita income. So farm issues are always big in western Wisconsin. Jobs in general, I think, are still the biggest, per capita income in general. Obamacare is sort of an issue. It's not probably number one or two in most people's minds, however. But I think increasingly, I think you'll notice that Wisconsin elections have sort of paralleled what's going on federally. We like to think of ourselves as being a little more independent and kind of go our own way. But the national polls, Obama is a little bit better thought of in Wisconsin. The Marquette poll, for example, had him, I think, a little more favorable and unfavorable, whereas at the national level, it's a little worse. But I think people, at least in western Wisconsin, are a little less likely to be influenced by Obama than they are local issues or state issues or just general economic issues.
You know, we only have a short time left. We'll wrap up our fall or our August primary candidate forums asking you whether there are any other contests around the state or elsewhere that you're particularly
intrigued
by.
Well, there's two races in western Wisconsin that are being watched. One of them is much more visible. I think it's a Dale Scholl seat.
Yes.
The 17th State Senate District, Ernie Whitwer and Pat Bomek. That one is being watched very carefully because of who wins the primary, and then Howard Markline, the Republican, is running a substantial amount of money, basically. That is a district which I think Democrats think is the number one potential target for pickup. Second one is Kathleen Vineout's district, the 31st. That's for the Eau Claire area. She has two Republicans that collectively have raised more money than she has.
Hmm.
And that's an indication, I think, that although that one's a sleeper in some respects, that's going to be an interesting race.
Well, we ask our candidates a quirky personal question at the end of each interview. We're asking you, where would you rather be today, La Crosse or Key West?
La Crosse. The weather here is much more better. It's a terrific area for this. We've had an unusually great summer.
You just got back from a very hot Key West.
You're right.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
Joe Heim, professor of political science at UW-La Crosse. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing our candidate forum series, to Justin Williams for on-air production, and to Christy Taylor for on-air direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.